Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner, who's retiring this Friday. This is part one of a two-part interview.
When was it that you started working in the conservation department, and did you have conservation experience before Guthrie?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating within the conservation field. It's a pretty tough major in college academically. And then, especially back in the mid to late 80s, there were so few jobs that the competition level was very high. And I, looking back, in 86 and 87, used to need about 18 months of experience on your resume to start getting interviews. And so that makes it very challenging to stick with that and keep building up your resume. So I ended up graduating with a degree from Northwest Missouri State Wildlife Ecology and Conservation in May of 1985, and then immediately started a six-month position with what was then called the Iowa Conservation Commission at the Bays Branch Wildlife Unit. And then that went into October, and then, very few seasonal jobs. So I just worked wherever I could to make a few bucks and ended up moving to Northwest Iowa the following March at the Ingham High Wildlife Unit. And I worked with Canada geese and wildlife management practices on the public lands up there. And then my resume was building, so a waterfowl check station position opened in Wapello, Iowa, south of Muscatine at the Odessa Wildlife Unit. And I worked there for 3 months or so, and then waterfowl season closed. But by then I had winter turkey trapping position in northeast Iowa, and so I did that. And by then I was starting to build up enough time to start to get some interviews and learning that part of the process. And then lo and behold, I think in April of 87 or so, maybe even March, Ranger Naturalist position became open and with the Guthrie County Conservation Board. And I interviewed and was offered that position. And I started that May 5th of 1987.
All right, so a lot of job and locale changes in a short amount of time there. And when you were in college, what was your aspired career or job to have? Was it as a ranger or even as a conservation director?
No, not really. The degree was wildlife ecology and conservation, and my passion was wildlife research and wildlife management. So I was really interested in that. And that's where my seasonal, part-time experience went to, was more into the wildlife management sector. But there's so few jobs in the conservation profession, especially back then, that, you had to take a look at all facets. And one of the beautiful things about the County Conservation Board profession is you don't just work in parks, you don't just work in trails, you don't just work with wildlife or fisheries or law enforcement. You can do all of the above. So once I started in the county system, it was another learning curve per se, learning the parks, learning the trails, kind of a little more on the outdoor recreational side, and still getting to work, with the wildlife areas and the public areas and wildlife management and all of that stuff.
Were you a stranger in a strange land for Guthrie County? I mean, were you a newcomer?
No, I actually, and this is a strange thing, going to college and getting close to earning your degree, I just hope to end up working somewhere in Iowa, Missouri, or the Midwest. And when that Guthrie County job position opened up, I thought, wow, that's interesting, because I grew up in Stuart, Iowa, and I was a 1980 graduate of Stuart Menlo. So I had a pretty good idea of, how beautiful and how unique Guthrie County was. But after you leave and you work around the state and, leave for college and stuff, and then when you come back and visit, you get a new perspective for just what Guthrie County is all about in terms of natural resources. It's a beautiful county, and really I've no regrets, but, spent my whole career here because of the natural resource base and the public. That's just fantastic.
What was it like when you stepped into the conservation role? How many years did you have under your belt as a ranger technician?
I was a Ranger Naturalist from 87 to 91, and then my boss left, and I made the decision to apply and interview and was offered the job as the director, and I was pretty young at the time, and to say it was overwhelming in the first year or two was a learning experience is an understatement, but like anything like that that's challenging, you just have to dive in and go, and then you learn as you go, and there's a great network within the other 98 county conservation boards and our association and other professionals within the field and, you know, older directors and older, you know, conservation officers that, you know, in a way kind of mentor you, but you don't realize you're being mentored, but you always have people to go to for calls or questions and things like that. And then you learn, and then at some point in your career, you start getting those calls and you can facilitate or help those folks out, and the process continues to move forward.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner, who's retiring this Friday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.